You'd think the Capitol would be at its busiest in the final days of session, overflowing with activists and lobbyists trying to get in a final push. But for much of yesterday, the crowd at the State House was relatively small. The time for run-of-the-mill legislation has largely come and gone. It's the big stuff, the most controversial, that remains. I'll let one of the lobbyists who was around, Illinois Chamber of Commerce President Doug Whitley, give you a rundown.
So the big issues are we still don't have resolution on public employee pensions. We still don't have final resolution on the budget. We don't have resolution on marriage equality or gay marriage. We don't have resolution on guns, concealed carry. We don't have resolution on gambling. We don't have resolution on the fracking bill, which is very important to Southern Illinois. We don't have resolution on a
Got all that? To be clear, some of the items on Whitley's to-do list are farther along than others, like the budget. It's not done, but it's getting there. Democrats, who hold supermajorities in both chambers, have agreed to a spending plan without Republican support. Governor Pat Quinn's already on board. He also says he's ready to sign a fracking bill. All it has to do is get through the Senate. The House on Thursday easily passed a measure to regulate the controversial method of extracting oil and gas from deep underground. Representative Ann Williams, a Chicago Democrat, says Illinois' regulations strike a practical balance.
The choice is this: fracking in Illinois with no regulation, or fracking in Illinois with the tightest, most stringent regulations possible.
Legislators have also been working to strike a balance on gun control. That's proved to be a challenge in a state as geographically diverse as Illinois, but they have little choice in the matter. The state's under a court order to pass a law by June 9th that lets people carry guns in public. Late yesterday came word of a deal. Senate President John Cullerton says he's happy with it.
Yeah, because we stopped the House bill, which would have wiped out all these local jurisdictions from having the ability to have their own gun laws. So that is a good thing.
The compromise would set statewide standards for concealed carry, but let municipalities have other restrictions on guns. Those are the topics on which the General Assembly is at or near agreements, but further down the list are still three outstanding issues that appear to be a long way from resolution, even as the end of session draws near. One, overhauling state employees' pensions. Illinois' retirement systems are $100 billion in debt. Cullerton's approach is backed by unions, and he says it's got a better chance of withstanding a court challenge. But House Speaker Mike Madigan has so far refused to call it for a vote. Prospects for a resolution grew murkier yesterday when the Senate took up Madigan's proposal, which makes more drastic cuts to benefits than the Senate plan and therefore saves more money. The measure tanked.
On that question, there are 16 voting aye, 42 voting nay, 0 voting present. Senate Bill 1, having failed to receive the required constitutional majority, the motion fails.
It's hard to see a path to compromise between the House and the Senate, though there are several ways it could happen. The second major outstanding issue is less tangled, but its future is nonetheless uncertain. The Senate voted to legalize same-sex marriage back on Valentine's Day. Now, gay rights activists are watching and waiting for the House to do the same. Teresa Volpe and her partner are raising two children in Chicago and are expecting a third in November.
So for us, marriage means a lot of things. It's not only about the love that we share with one another, but it's about the protections that our family deserves.
While activists say they're certain they have the votes, only two Republicans are on board, and influential black churches are pressuring African-American representatives to vote no. The House is also the focal point for the final outstanding big-ticket item. Lawmakers have twice approved big gambling expansions, only to see them vetoed by the governor. They're eager to put new casinos in Chicago, the suburbs, Rockford, and Danville, plus slot machines at horse racetracks. House sponsor Bob Rita, a Democrat from Blue Island, says he's still negotiating. For a guy sponsoring gambling legislation, Rita was reluctant to place odds on its chances.
How close? Okay. This is a gambling package. Give me a bet.
We're making progress. Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Even with just hours to go, Rita says there's plenty of time to make a deal. The clock, he says, ticks both ways. And on deadline day in Springfield, it has been known to stop altogether. I'm Amanda Vinicky.